Welcome, spiritual seekers, and today I want to talk to you about the root of suffering. And it can be kind of a heavy topic, and there's only so much that one can do in a podcast, but I do my best just to kind of give you an overview and hopefully help you along the way. You know, we can describe suffering as a desire. You know, if you desire something and it causes you suffering, absolutely. It can be a longing. It can be a craving, a wanting, or a needing. And these things unto themselves aren't negative until you try to find you, until you try to find yourself within the desire, the longing, the craving, the wanting, the needing. And it could be something like food, drugs, alcohol, or sex. Whatever it is to give you some sort of fulfillment when it is actually you. You are trying to find you and have a relationship with you. And so it's this cycle that just keeps going on and on. And so the problem arises when you constantly move towards your craving. And a craving is different from an experience. The experience alone becomes the satisfaction. You know, you can have a meal, have a glass of wine, and it satisfies that. But when it's the craving, it's you always, I want more. I need more. I need to fill a space over and over and over. So it's a repeatedly activity that just, like I said, it's just in the cycle. It's just in the cycle. So in other words, one piece of cake becomes three, or one drink becomes five, or you move from one sexual partner to the next without really feeling. You're not really tasting the cake. You're not really feeling the experience with another person. You're just kind of going through the motions just to keep feeling something that you are needing. So how do you identify? Well, one way to tell if it is a root of suffering is when you are done with the meal or the glass of wine or an intimate experience and you end up feeling sad, alone, unfulfilled, disconnected. I know in my personal life that I've absolutely experienced all of these things because what I was looking for wasn't in the piece of cake. It wasn't in the guy. It was me. It was me searching for me. And, you know, our consciousness is always trying to get us to pay attention to what it is, what our true needs are. And that is to feel fully human, surrounded with love and peace. That is your truth. That is your need. This is your desire. This is your longing. It's to find you. So the cycle continues because for a moment you're okay. But the feeling doesn't last because it is not your truth. And you'll continue to be unwell and in pain until you find the motivation to get to another state of consciousness, to get to another state of awareness. So the truth is that pain is a great teacher. It may be one of our greatest teachers because it puts us in the present moment. And when we are fully aware in the present moment, we find great power within us. I mean, let's face it. When we have a headache, that is the only thing we concentrate on because that is our only focus. But I guarantee that if someone knocked on the door, or your phone rang, or you heard a loud noise, your headache would take a back seat. It just does. So how do we release this? Well, first you must be open to your spiritual truth and what resonates within you. By replacing a physical need with your heart energy is where you find your answers. And I find this is where mantras are really helpful Because when you repeat a word or a phrase, it starts to resonate within your mind and your heart energy grows and it expands to a different vibration. And this in turn expands your dimension and your viewpoint and your experience. So for example, you're craving a relationship. And so you have many intimate encounters only to find you are still craving something you can't seem to find. So a mantra may be, I am safe and protected and loved within this world. And even if I do not find a companion relationship, I will be complete within myself. All is well, and I rest in faith and trust. So by this mantra, or maybe a mantra that you come up with that might be something else, this takes you out of your mind pattern of searching, searching, searching. And it takes you into your heart energy, which is your center core of being. I'm always talking to my clients about get out of your head. Let me just say one thing. Your mind will mess you up more than anything else. It will control you. It talks you into things that may not be good for you, or talks you out of something that would be good for you. The mind, of course, obviously, it's important for logic. But when we allow our head to rule our life, we will be looking for constant answers and fulfillment. So here is just a little exercise that you may find useful. When a thought comes in that is negative or is a point of suffering, you know, such as an addiction, concentrate on your hand. Just look at your hand. That's the only thing I want you to look at is your hand energy without touching anything. So you're just looking at your hand. You focus on that and nothing else. And then move on to your legs and go through your whole body, because what I want you to do is feel without thinking. Feel without thinking. I'll never forget a beautiful teacher of mine years ago. And he really taught me how to stay in the present moment, to get off my mind and stay in the present moment. And he said, you know, really being in a Zen place is being present. It's being in the moment. So he said, when you are washing a dish, you're washing the dish. You're focused on the sudsy water. How does the dish feel in your hand? Watching your hand maybe go around in circles, cleaning the plate or whatever it is. You're not staring out the window thinking about, oh, yeah, I got to take the garbage out, or, oh, what's on my shopping list, or, oh, gosh, what else? No. It stops you and it puts you right in that moment. And when you can stay in that moment and stay off of your mind, I can't tell you how freeing that truly is. It's almost as if you picture yourself floating in a body of water and you only concentrate on the feel of the water next to your body. I know I've done this in my past. We've had pools throughout our lifetimes and so forth. And I would lay on my back. And yeah, I'm looking at the sky, but I'm only feeling the water on my back. And it gives you such a sense of peace. So what it does is it takes you off of you. It takes, you know, away your thoughts. And so when it's just your body, there is very little the mind can do. Very little, very little. So, and another thing you can do is you can wear some sort of band or bracelet around your wrist. And when you go into that thought mode, snap the band, and this brings you back into a singular moment. This also helps to realign your thought process, and it doesn't allow you to obsess and lament on what you are craving or suffering about, but it frees you instead. And you know, this segment only lightly touches about suffering. It takes sometimes years to be able to let go. And we do this through therapy. We do it through hard work, meditation. and a willingness to step from the head into the heart. So please have the courage to seek help if you are dealing with extreme suffering, loss, or addiction. I promise you, you are worth saving, and this world needs you. So until next time, all my love and light your way. Many blessings.